News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Information Communication Technology ICT Knowledge Services sector accounted for approximately 58% of jobs created during the last financial year. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz, says companies such as Conduent Business Process Services, formerly Xerox Commercial Services, Sutherland Global Services and Hinduja Global Services expanded their operations over the period while also increasing their labor pool. He adds that newcomers IBEX Global Services and National Credit Adjusters have also established themselves firmly in the BPO space and are already planning expansions over the short to medium term.
Currently, over 60 companies offer call center and BPO services, and they account for more than 26,000 jobs across the island.
Jamaica has been elected to serve on the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith, made the announcement at a press conference Tuesday. Jamaica's term runs from 2019 to 2021. Mrs. Johnson-Smith says the appointment, done on June 13, will allow Jamaica to collaborate with other states on matters which directly impact its development goals.
Matters such as poverty eradication, sustainable social and economic development, climate change and disaster risk reduction are all matters which are dealt with by this committee. So it's good for us to be at the table, and we will be there for the next 3 years.
Meanwhile, Senator Johnson-Smith says the Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Ministry also supported the bid by the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport to secure Jamaica's membership on the UNESCO Governmental Committee, which seeks to safeguard intangible cultural heritage. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information has started the rollout of closed-circuit television CCTV systems in schools across the island. Portfolio Minister Senator Roel Reid says this is to ensure that institutions are able to review incidents and take corrective actions where necessary.
We would like to put CCTV in every school with, you know, artificial intelligence capability and analytics that can help you to better survey your compound, better give you information on students who are regularly congregating at a particular location and displaying certain antisocial behavior.
Minister Reid said it's expected that by the year 2020, at least 80% of schools will have CCTV technology. And Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie says Jamaica is committed to achieving its targets under the United Nations Sendai Framework for Disaster Risk Reduction. This through the integration of critical policies into the promotion and achievement of economic growth and development.
Jamaica continues through successive political administration to develop a contemporary, functional and evolving disaster management and mitigation infrastructure to meet our obligation as a signatory to the convention. Very recently, those efforts are being driven by policy levels articulated by government.
The minister was speaking at the 6th Regional Platform for Disaster Risk Reduction in the Americas recently held in Cartagena, Colombia. The three-day conference provided a platform for government, private and non-government organizations, as well as scientific and academic institutions to share their experiences and develop new strategies to implement the 2015 Sendai Framework for Disaster Risk Reduction, to which Jamaica is a signatory. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Driver, you can't go around them.
Lady, I don't buy a license this, you know.
But me have reached NHT before them close or me late with my mortgage.
Relax yourself. Use your phone, download the NHT app, pay your mortgage, and you're gone clear.
Pardon me phone?
Yes! NHT is now on your Android phone. Check your mortgage, pay contributions, and much more right where you are. Download today.
NHT, the key to your home.